We're going to speak to Brian Ola right now, who has been very, 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 very busy. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
A couple of things. First of all, you gave us all the update. There's now a clear channel in Kent, and it looks like the ice flow has done exactly what you all hoped it would do.
We were hoping for a gradual thaw, and that's predictably what we're seeing. And there's a water channel now has formed its way through the center of the ice jam. There's still significant residual ice on the banks that still has to make its way south, but what we're seeing is exactly what we were hoping for.
All right. On to another matter now, which we're all concerned about, and that is road safety here in the northwest corner of Connecticut. We can tend to every once in a while feel like we're left out of the loop because we're so far away from Hartford. But you met with the Council of Governments yesterday or the day before?
Well, it was in the Council of Government offices. I held the meeting with my nine area first selectmen, and I also asked representatives from the DOT and the Connecticut State Police to sit in on this meeting. And it was an opportunity for us to really collaborate and to see what concerns we had individually as towns go with our state roads that may travel through each particular town. And what we ended up finding was a lot of the concerns that we had individually, we were very similar in nature. So we were able to collaborate our concerns with the DOT and state police, and they were also able to absorb what our concerns were, because I think when you're in a group setting and you have so many leaders in one room, you really tend to listen much more effectively.
Now, one of the things I saw in the Republican American on this was one of the intersections you really talked about was Trescott Hill, Route 44 intersection in Canaan, and Route 63, where it meets Route 7 in Falls Village. Those are two high-interest areas.
Yes, and I guess I have the unique perspective and somewhat unfortunate perspective as a first responder and a state representative. I'm very well aware of the uptick of fatalities we've had over the last calendar year and serious accidents, and they really all have been occurring in certain particular areas throughout our corridor, one being the Trescott Hill Route 44 intersection in North Canaan, and as we all well know, the road has been closed quite often at Route 7 and Route 63, where the gas station or the former gas station is in Falls Village. It's just a very problematic intersection, especially if you're traveling north on 7 and you're forced to kind of crick your neck at a difficult angle to check back on 63, which is coming from the Cornwall-Goshen area. And you know, for people who don't travel that road quite often, sometimes they don't even realize the stop sign is there.
Oh, I've two or three times in the past 5 to 10 years, I've been traveling actually south on 7 and seen somebody just cruise coming north on Route 7 right through that stop, right through that sign. Been several times I've seen that. Now, another interesting place that was in the news article, like I said, it was the crosswalk at Salisbury School.
Yes, we talked very extensively with that in particular, because the speed limit going through there is 40 miles an hour. And I attempted to paint a picture to the DOT representatives, because Curtis Rand's initial request to reduce that speed limit was declined. And I asked for an appeal process, because if you look geographically at that location, if you're traveling westbound on 44, you have to negotiate a very sharp 90-degree turn. And if you're traveling east, you have to go up a very sharp incline with some S-turns. So, you know, it's fair to say that it's okay to reduce the speed limit there, because it's not as if you're approaching that school zone at 60 miles an hour. You're already at a very slow speed. So that's one appeal that we're going to be working with the DOT with, to hopefully let them understand what our viewpoint is, because unfortunately they send out an engineer team whenever we have a complaint, and they investigate our complaint and they see if there's any truth to it or any validity to it. But we're saying to them, listen, we should be the experts. We're the local traffic authority, because we live here every day. We travel these roads every day, and who knows better of traffic flow or rate or volume or severity better than our local leaders and our residents ourselves. And I think they were very receptive to that.
All right. Were there any other hot spots that were talked about in that meeting, or was it more of a general meeting after that?
Well, it was more of a general meeting, and Lieutenant Baldwin, our commanding officer at Troop B, provided a number of stats. And, you know, at the end of the day also, we are trying to change a risky driving culture, but it's really the drivers and the operators that need to adhere to, and if there's any road signs or speed limit changes, and we need the cooperation of all the drivers also.
You know, that's interesting because especially, by the way, folks, when we talk about Route 44 Salisbury School, this is the private school we're talking about. And I've noticed that more and more people do slow down automatically when they come by those crosswalk. But when they come by that crosswalk, whether or not there's students or people on either side of it, it seems that people who live around here are pretty well aware of it. But it's the people, because it's a major thoroughfare. You know, we think of major thoroughfares as the interstates and four-lane highways, but that section of 44 is a heavily traveled section that brings people from not in our area through it all the time.
Yeah, and being a member of the fire department, we've actually had to change the way we respond to accidents on these major roads in the event that we need to ever block traffic or stop traffic. We're actually now positioning our fire trucks in a way that will deflect a car if it doesn't yield to our fire police officers and ends up coming into our roadblock, because we've seen time and time again police officers, firefighters, EMTs, even our highway workers being hit and killed by people who just aren't paying attention.
All right, so that was a meeting yesterday. By the way, you can folks out there can check out the Republican American because there's a full story on that. And we're now did Curtis mention anything about the completion of the work in Salisbury itself? And I mean in Lakeville, finally that's all done. The crosswalks are all lit up and everything's finally finished after that project.
We did. He did mention that, and we did talk about the concerns of the Academy Street, the crosswalk just before there, and unfortunately where that lady was killed just beyond the town hall there. And we did talk about the corner just west of Salisbury Central School, where historically we've seen a number of vehicles pass through that family's fencing. And we talked about friction overall of pavement and new pavement and with the lifespan of it. So we did cover a lot of areas. So this was an initial meeting. And a month from now, we're going to reconvene, and over this next month, those two departments are going to collaborate internally to see what action plan can be created to mitigate the risks that we addressed yesterday. So a month from now, we'll reconvene, and we'll put that action into position.
All right, Brian, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right. Bye-bye. Brian Oler, our state representative in Hartford, Connecticut, on the meeting with government, state, and town officials.